Okay, today's daf is Gittin daf Lamed Dalet, and we are on Lamed Gimel Amed Beis, and we are towards the two-thirds of the way down, discussing the double machlokas between Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, where they had one machlokas on Amar Alev about Bitlo Mevutal or not. After the Takana of Rebbe Gamliel in the Mishnah, do we that one is not allowed to be Mevata Leget Shalo Bifnei Ha'isha, you can't do it in front of a Bezdin, so is that a Takana Le'ikuva or not? Rebbe says it is not, it's only a Din L'Chadchila, while Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says it is a Din Le'ikuva, Im Kein Ma'koach Bezdin Yafe, if you say that it works. And the second machlokas between Rebbe Shimon Gamliel is if someone tells 10 people to write a get for their wife, can they be mevatel ze shalo bifnei ze? And we gave 2 days for Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, what his reason is it batla miksasa batla kula, or kol milsa de misabda bapi asara, tzricha be asara le mishlafa. So we just had 2 stories here ending the sugya, where we find that we paskin, in the stories, there was someone that paskins a split. Rabbi Abba split between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and now we're up to the second story. V'af Rabbi Yoshia, about 12 lines up from the bottom. V'af Rabbi Yoshia, d'min usha, savar chadak Rabbi v'chadak Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Yoshia also holds like Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Damar Rabba Brachana, Chamisha Savi Avin and Kamid Reb Yoshia, Demin Usha. Cause one time Rabba Brachana said there were 5 rabbis that were sitting in front of Reb Yoshia from Usha. Asahu Gavra Kameh. There was a man that came in front of him, Ashkale Gita Al Karche, and Rabbi Yoshia, Demin Usha, brought out and took a get from him, Bal Karche. What does that mean? There are some cases, this is a sugya towards the end of the Masechta, about Bal Karche. One man is not allowed to give a get Bal Karche. It's not going to work. It has to be willing on behalf of the man. A woman, Midar Raisa, could accept a get Bal Karche. Midar Abanan, Chayim Der Bin Agershim, it is not done. But a man has to. So the Gemara talks all about what if Bezdin forces, when could that be called Ratzon, when Ones, this is the major hurdle in terms of the prenuptial agreements, all the different versions of it, having it not be considered a get me'usa, a forced get. But either way, here, he did it in a way that was obviously halakhically acceptable, which we'll see all the sugyas later on, third to last line in Rashi. He si'u bal karche. He kind of forced him, Lagarish Azishto, Kigon Bahanach, the Amrina Bu Yotiv Yitink Suba. Like the cases, we don't have to get into the details now, as Rashi says. The cases that we say that he has to give a get, so that is whatever the details are here. So what does he do after he kind of forced it Sivui out of him, Amarlon? Then he told us, Amarlahu, Zilu Atzmu Vakasvula, go write the get, but then hide. Hide so the Baal can't find you. So why is that? Because obviously Yoshia doesn't want the Baal to see them and then be mevatel the get in front of them. But the Gemara says, "But wait a minute, v'isaka daita karebi." But if we paskin like Rebbe that bitlo mevutal, he can be mevatel wherever he is. Ki mitzri my havi. So what does it help that we're going to hide? So it must be that Rabbi Yoshia de Menusha holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel of Makoch Bezdin Yafet that a Baal cannot be mevatel wherever he wants. He has to go to the shliach or to the isha and to make sure that it is known. And that's why this story tells us that he holds like a Shimon Gamliel, that Makoach Bezdin Yafet. V'isalka daidach, but now let's go to the next machlokas. They're both related to this story. V'isalka daidach, idach nami k'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. But if you hold like the other Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, of you're not allowed to be mevatel, a shliach, ze shalo bifnei ze, salam iluhu atmure, why did the dafka tell them to hide? Liv deru ivdure, just tell them to scatter. Tell them to separate, and if they're not all together, they don't have to go out and hide, that's much harder. Just go and separate, so they're not all together with each other. The fact that he didn't say that, elishvamino, it must be, he were allowed to be mevato ze shalo bifnei ze, and therefore he didn't want them to find any of them. So therefore they all hid. Like Rebbe Shita, Chadak Rebbe v'Chadak Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. So these two Amoraim split the psak. V'Rava Amar Rav Nachman Halacha Rebbe B'Shteyan. Rav Nachman passes Halacha like Rebbe by both of them. Bitla Mevutal and you're allowed to be Mevato Zeshalob Ibnei Zeh. But lastly, 1 second. Rav Nachman holds like Rebbe. Rav Nachman holds that you do not hold of the principle of Makoch Bezdin Yafet. You can have Takanos Durabanan that are only Lechadchila. Does he really say that? But Rav Nachman himself quotes Shmuel In the following case, Yisomim Shabo Lach Lopinich Seavihen, Yisomim, orphans that are coming to split up their father's property. Rashi says we're talking about Ketanim, Yisomim Ketanim. They're coming to split up, so Bezdin Mamidin Len Aputropis, Bezdin appoints for them some type of guardian Aputropis to take care of all of the needs of the Ketanim while they're little. Uborim Lahem Chelak Yafe, and the Aputropis, the guardians, take for them and apportion for them a chelik yafeh. They fight for them. Right? Rashi says, call Aputropis. Rashi holds that each child gets an Aputropis. Who fights for him? They each get a chelik yafeh shalo. Shemitokach yuach halakim shavim. If everybody is fighting for their person, their child that they are representing, so that's going to be the best type of chalukah. Says the Gemara, Higdilu, but Shmuel continues and says, but once the children get older, Yecholim Limchos, they can complain about their portion and say, no, I don't like this, I want a different portion, I don't think you did a good job. They can complain, for that was Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel. But Rav Nachman Didei Amar, Rav Nachman himself says, no, Higdilu Ein Yecholim Limchos. Even if they get older, they can't complain and protest. Why? Dim King, because if you say they can protest, Makok, Bezin Yafe. If they can't protest, then what good was it? What teeth did the Din Drabanan have that the Rabbanan instituted of appointing Aputropis? So, you see from there that Rav Nachman does hold to this principle. How could Rav Nachman say, in the case of Bidal Agep, that the halacha is like Rebbe, that Bitlo Mavuto, and we don't hold like Reb Shimon Gamliel, that Makoch Bezin Yafeh, but you see he does hold the Makoch Bezin Yafeh in the context of Yisomim. Answer, Hasa Mamona, Hacha Isura. There's a big difference. Over there, by Dini Mamanis, that's where we say Makoch Bezin Yafeh. Why? Rashi says, Hefker Bezdin Haya Hefker. Right, we're getting close. We're getting close to the main sugi and shas for Hefker Bezin Hefker. That'll be on Lamed Vav Mabez on top, when we have the two sources for it. But that's what Rashi says here. Hefker Bezin Hefker. And that's why they have all-encompassing power there by Dini Mamanis. But here by Isurim, says the Gemara, Rav Nachman would not say Makoch Bezin Yafeh. There, it's a chiddush to say that he cannot be mevatel even bidi eved, and to say that the marriage is affected. As Rashi says here, Umisha Makoch Bezin Yafeh lo yafki lo afku rabban kiddushin. Rabbanan wouldn't uproot the Kiddushin just for that reason. By Mamanis, yes, because their power is more elastic there. Masha'en came when it comes to Isurim. So this is the sugya that comes up, the sugya of Aputropis. Aputropis is a large sugya. If you look in, first, how does it work? Is it a din d'oraisa that Besdin could appoint Aputropis for the Ketanim, and they could act based on behalf of the Ketanim? Or is it more of a takana d'rabanan? You read this Gemara, it sounds like it's a takana d'rabanan. And that's what the Tosfos Rashi says beferish on the second daf in the second parak in Kiddushin, which is one of the main sugyas of Aputropis also, Membezim and Aleph. But other Rishonim aren't so convinced. If you read that Gemara, in the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin, the Gemara there is discussing how was it that the Nisiim were able to yarshin the land, Eretz Yisrael, on behalf of Klal Yisrael. How did that work? Which halachic mechanism worked? So the Gemara there has three deos. Three deos how it works. So first the Gemara tries to say, maybe it was shlichus, shlucho shaladim kamoso. So, is that the source for Shlichus? The Gemara says, well, that can't be, because there were Ketanim that Yarshin. And a Ketan can't be a Mishaleach. So the Gemara says, okay, maybe it was through the principle of Zechiah. Zachin La'adam Shlomafanav. Ketanim could get Zechiah also. So the Gemara says, well, not everybody was happy about it. Some people like valleys, some people like mountains. So Zechiah is out. So the Gemara ends up saying, third and final pshat, it works through the mechanism of Aputropis. Unbelievable. You have Shlichus, you have Zechiah, which also, that Gemara sounds like they're two separate, which relates to the sugya of Zechiah, Mitam Shlichus, or Lav Mitam Shlichus. But then the third day of there, Mem Beizam and Aleph Kiddushin, Rava Barav Huna says, Minayin Lisomim Shebo Lachlo, Benich Zeyaviyem, Shebezim Amidin Lan Aputropis, if they're splitting up, Tamalomar nasi echad mimate tikachu. That's the mechanism that it worked. So it sounds like from that Gemara that it is a principle on the level of Daraisa. Not just the, like our Gemara gives the impression that it's Drabban. It sounds like on the level of Daraisa, says the Ritva, an important Ritva on that Gemara in Kiddushin. Says the Ritva, will call his Shita super Zechiah. It is a Dinda Araisa. But it is related to the other halachic principle that's mentioned in the Gemara of Zechiah. The Rebbe would read the Gemara there in Kiddushin. The first pshat is Kiddushin, second pshat is Zechiah, and then the third pshat is Super Zechiah. Why? Why is it Super Zechiah? Even though there's an Ella that introduces the third answer, which usually means something totally new. But this Zechiah, says the Ritva, I'll read you his Lashon, V'hadai sinan hacha meikara, v'chalukas ha'aretz midin Zechiah, v'hashta mahadrina lameimar, davi midin apotropsis, even though Zechiah seemed like a separate stage. Lav lameimra she'ein apotropis midin Zechiah. Don't think that this halakhic mechanism is very different than Zechiah. It's not. We have three ways for somebody to have something, to acquire something on behalf of someone else. He could do it through being a shliach, being zoche on his behalf, which is not appointed, and through apotropsis. Three different ones, says the Ritva. No, three is built on two. Lav lameimra she'ein apotropis midin Zechiah. Tehalo efshar. Ella vaday midin zechiyahu. Ella sheherviach hakasev bezechiyah zu yoser mizechiyah da alma. It's just that the Torah gives this zechiyah more power. We'll call it super zechiyah or zechiyah plus. That's what apotropsis is. De ba'alma, what makes it better? In general, ein zechiyah ela b'schus chamur. Shein b'chov haklal lo b'tchilasav ela b'sofa. Zechus has to be a total zechus. Zachal adam shlo b'fanav. Has to be total, like we had back in the first parak. Remember, we had a machlokas between the Rimeir and the Chachamim, whether getting freed as an Evet is a schus or not. That was a machlokas. Rimeir says, no, it's a chova, because he can't eat trum anymore, he can't marry a shifcha anymore, and avda b'efker nichalei, while the Rabbanan said, no, it's a schus, so it's even a machlokas, because in some cases aren't so clear. So says the Ritva here, to ba'alma, ein zechiyah z'chus is only b'schus gamur. Aval hacha, but here, mahani l'chov al manastal zakos, kivan she'en l'chov amamish. Here they could invest money to cause the Yerushim to lose a little bit in the short run for the good in the long run. V'ilu midin zechiyah yachol limchos. And if it was midin zechiyah, you can't do that, any type of chov. V'yavo b'she'efsha shahulahem chov, alafi daitam, t'nichlu b'har t'fei mibika, lo yichol limchos, elem kein chov amamish. And he continues. That is a crucial line of the Ritva, that it works through a din d'oraisa, and it is built on Zechiah. There is a discussion, lundus-wise, how do you look at apotropis, whether it's connected to Zechiah or not connected to Zechiah, how much, and we'll use two English words that give off even a little different impression, how much are they stand-ins for the children, or how much are they on behalf of the children? One might say two words, agents or guardians. An agent is more of like a shliach, a hand-picked shliach by Beis Din. A guardian is someone who is in control, but he's not the afka shliach. L'may nafkamina, there are many nafkamina. There is a number of machlokas rishonim in the sugya of apotropis. Number one, how many apotropis per family? Is it one per child, or is it one per family? Rashi here says explicitly, apotropsis l'kol echad, uborerin lohen, the plural lashon here. What does it mean, borerin? That means all the apotropsis choose for their child. Tosfos here quotes Rabbeinu Tam, no, borerin's going on Beis Din. There could be one apotropsis per family. But Beis Din helps them and works with them to split up the funds. So again, it might be a machlokas. Is it more of an agent, or is it more an agent would be kol echad ve'echad, and that's what Rashi says in here and elsewhere. Or is it more of a guardian? Then it might be one for the whole group. And there are other nafkaminas as well, right? Is there a need for a goral, right, for when you do it, or they could split it up themselves? Right, all different. The question is, how much is it a stand-in? The most explicit makar that we have regarding this is a Rashba, right here in Maseches Gittin, that we'll have Be'ez Hashem in a couple of weeks. But I'll mention it now. It's the Rashba later on Daf Nun Beis Amid Aleph, where the Gemara has an Akimta excluding an apotropis from being a shliach. So the question is that a real din d'oraisa or not? So the Rashba has 2 days about it. V'ukimna la b'gemar lahachil, u'mishem hefker bezin, shefkiras apeiros lagap u'b'chabas latakanas yisomim. Inami ika lameimar demidina tarmin, bein lahachil bein laniach. Can a apotropis be toreim, take off truma for the children? So are they excluded on a d'oraisa level or a d'rabbana level? So the first day is d'oraisa, the second level is no. Mid d'oraisa, they should be able to. Diyad apotropis, kiyad hayisomim, says the Rashba. Ella kedeshelo yehe yirek imizalzel benichse yisomim shema lo yedaktiku yafe bedaver aser lohen litrom kedei lahaniach kiven shein tzorach lam bedaver zeh avala hachil hamidua adinei. Right, 2 days in the Rashba, whether the exclusion is excluding them on a daraisa level or not. I darshinan atevelo shut from atevelo aputrapsin midrabanan v'kras machta bi'alma. So what's that machlokus about? Whether aputrapis midaraisa could be mafresh truma for the children. So it might be this lamdis. How much is an aputrapis a form of a zechiyah, a type of agent, or is it just a guardian? Again, this is all relating to the this issue. And again, it could be within the Ritva. Within the Ritva that says it's a din daraisa, there still could be this question. Or you could say that's goof of the machlokas, whether it's a din daraisa or a din darabanan. Daraisa might be an agent, while darabanan is a guardian just to take care of the children. Good. So let's continue. So we got into aputrapus a little bit based on the stira in Rav Nachman, and we were machalik between Dini Mamanis and Isser v'Heter. Continuing, Gidol bar Re'ilai shadr la Gidol adibisu. Gidol sent a get to his wife. Azal shlicha ashkecha daviyasva v'navla. The shliach found that she was sitting and she was sewing. She was in the middle of something and she didn't want to be disturbed. Amar la hagite. He says to her, "Here's your get." He shows her her get. Amrale, she says, "Zil hashta mia v'salamachar. Can you please come back tomorrow? I'm just in the middle of something right now." So he said, okay. So Azal Gabe, he goes back to the husband, and he says, that's what happened. V'yamalei, and the husband says, Pasach v'yamar, Baruch Atova Hametiv. Oh, Baruch Atova Hametiv. The shaila is, what does that mean? He didn't say, okay, don't give the get to my wife. So what did he mean by this? Baruch Atova Hametiv. Sounds like he's happy that he wasn't divorced. Maybe this is a bittel of the get. Is it? Machlok es Abaya and Rava. Abaya Amar. Baruch Atov HaMeitiv. V'lo Batal Gita. His Baruch Atov HaMeitiv is not a bitul aget. V'Rava Amar. Meaning, let's say the shliach wants to go tomorrow and give the get again, even without talking to the husband. He can still give it, says Abaya. Lo Batal Gita. V'Rava Amar. Baruch Atov HaMeitiv U'Batal Gita. Rava says, no, Baruch Atov HaMeitiv, and the get is batal. That is a form of bitul aget. But my kamiflagi, what's the machlokas between them? Begilui daita begita kamiflagi. It's a machlokas about Gilui Das Beget. This is one of the 6 cases of Yalkagam. The machlokos between Abaya and Rava when we pass on like Abaya. So this is one of the Yalkagams. This is the Gimel. Yalkagam, the second to last one, the Gimel, Gilui Daita Begita. Right? Expressing one's Das in a get. Is that good enough? The Abaya Savar Gilui Daita Begita La Milsi. Just an expression in the get is not good enough to be Mavata La Get. But Rava Savar Gilui Daita Begita Milsi, and Rava says no, it is enough of a revealing of his mind. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas here? We're going to get to the sources, but what's the Svara? What's the Svara? Why should it be La Milsi or Milsa? So, 2 approaches in the Mefarshim. The Tosfos Rid right here relates Gilui Daita Begita to the general Sugya of Dvarim Shebalev. Gilui Daita Begita, Dvarim Shebalev, Einam Dvarim. That's the machlokas here. So says Abaya, Dvarim Shebalev, Einam Dvarim. Hilkach, Kalzman, I'm reading the Tosas Rid. Shalahotzi Mipiv, Habitol, if you didn't explicate the Bittol, Avagacha Gila Daita, Lo Aviklum, it's Dvarim Shebalev. What about Rava? The Rava Savar, Avagat the Kaiman Dvarim Shabalev Einam Dvarim, even though we do hold that way, Hecha Deika Giluye Daita, Keilu Gila Bepiv Dami. It's as if it was Megala Bepiv, this is good enough. He was Megala's Das, this is not Dvarim Shabalev. Alright, what would Abaya answer? Abaya answer, no, it's not good enough. Sounds like from the Tosas Rid, and he says it this Beferish, in Baba Basra, Kuf Mem Vav, in that Sugya that we discussed a couple of weeks ago, back on Daf Yud Ches, the Rashbam, that a woman, the husband is told that the woman doesn't have a sense of smell, and they go into the Chorva together. So in that Sugya, the Tosas Rid says, if it's Beferish, a Gilui Das, but without saying the words, Am Mevatel, that would be good enough. Even according to Abaya. But that's one approach. That Gilui Das is related to the Sugya of Dvarim Shebalev. But if you look in the Torah's Gittin, and if you look in the Chassam Sofer, Torah's Gittin at the end of Kuf Mem Aleph, he talks about a story that happened, Maisa Baliado, the Nesiva says, he has a different approach, a different understanding, and that is, even if you know for sure, it's Umdra Demuchach, you know for sure that this is what the guy wants. No, Gilui Daita Begita is not good enough. Emphasize the word Begita. Gilui Daita Begita means to be Mevatel Aget, it has to have Dibur Mefurash. If you had Dibur Mefurash to appoint a Shliach, you need Dibur Mefurash to undo a Shliach. Right, yeah, Shlimira doesn't need Dibur Mefurash, but a Bari does. Ubenidon Didon, says the Taretz Gittin, the Dafka Bebito Shlichus, Shadiber Kfar, Beinon Dibur Levatel Dibur. You need a Dibur to be Mevatel Dibur when it comes to Bitul Haget. Even if you know for sure, right, it's a fundamental requirement in this regard. That's the machlokas between Abaye and Rava. If you look at the Chashukei Chemed, we have a couple of them today, and a couple of them on Amid Beis. Chashukei Chemed here talks about the following case. She'ela, Socher Shalach Biad Bidei Shliach. Remember, all of his stories either are totally true, or a few details are changed. So I don't know exactly how this one was changed, but here, Socher, there was a merchant who was exporting Esrogim to Chutz La'aretz, to sell them at a higher price there. Right, we're not talking about Shemitah exporting, right? Esrogim Chutz La'aretz, exporting them. And then they get to the port, and there was and he sends it with a merchant, the owner of the Esrogim, and there was a strike, there was a Shemitah, and they closed the port. And word gets back to the owner, and he says, Baruch Hashem. What does Baruch Hashem mean? Why? He, deep down, maybe he's saying Baruch Hashem, everything is for the good. No. Because he realized that he can make more money by keeping it in Eretz Yisrael. He can make more money. That's what he meant by Baruch Hashem. But there was nothing said Mefurish. The Shliach didn't know. He went and continued, and he sold them in Chutz La'aretz. So the Shaila here is, well, what did he mean by Baruch Hashem? This is very serious. Because if Gilui Daitab again, if this Gilui Das of Baruch Hashem, like we have Baruch HaTov HaMetiv in our Gemara, if Baruch Hashem works as a bittul, then the Esrogim, he didn't want to sell, and then they're all stolen, they're not Lachem, and anybody who bought these Esrogim are not going to be able to say their mitzvah of Dalin Minim. So, Rav Zilberstein quotes our Gemara, and he quotes our Tosfos Rid, and says, since we pass in like a baya anyway, Gilui Daita Begeta is Lav Milsahi, as we'll see by the Shem Anamid Beis, so here too, Gilui Daita Beget is nothing, and therefore the Toshvei Chutzlars can be Yotze L'chol Adeyes. The problem is, then he quotes, maybe this is a special didn't get. Maybe Gilui Das in other areas of Halacha would be considered Chashuv. The problem is, Dafka Beget is a higher requirement. And then he says, maybe Lamaisa, I would say for sure they're Yotze, because the fact that he's selling them, Mistama, every Jew wants to help other Jews fulfill mitzvos, and therefore, Nichale la'inish bidi eved, shesrogim, shigil chutzler, as you kiduyim lakonim, kadeshi kaimu asa mitzvos. Right? And therefore, it's hard to say that they wouldn't be Yotze in this regard. It's very hard to say that, and therefore he would be Mako here. Hatova Meitiv, we know, is a bracha that we make, but also the fourth bracha of benching is called Hatova Meitiv. Right? It's a special, unique bracha. Interesting, why did Chazal make that bracha? The first three are daraisa, the fourth is drabanan, that's why we say amen to our own bracha after the first three brachas. The only time that Ashkenazim say amen to their own bracha to have that hefsek. So when was that bracha made? So the Gemara tells us Maseches brachas by the Haruge Beitar, when the Haruge Beitar was zocha to kvura, when they found them and they saw their bodies hadn't rotted and they were zocha lekvura, they made hatov that they were zocha to a burial, v'hametiv that they weren't masriach, right? The double nase. Why dafka do we have a bracha just for that? That of all the nisim in the world, they don't get a bracha always. So the answer is, the Mefarshim explained that Tzlach talks about this in Brachas Daf Memches, that this was really the last open miracle that has taken place for Am Yisrael. It was 150 years after the Churban, and Bar Kokhba rebellion was put down. And Bnei Yisrael thought they were going back, and now they were slaughtered. And now they can think, forget it, then Christianity was starting and saying that the Jews have been rejected as the chosen people. So at this point, Bnei Yisrael were going to be lost, they're going to be depressed. Hashem gives us a little nace to show us He still loves us, to show us that He's still connected. There's going to be a long gullus, but know that I'm here. That's the bracha of Atova Meitiv. Whenever we say that bracha, we should think about that. Kol Avinu, Malkeinu, Adireinu, Go Aleinu. Right? That whole bracha, it was Mesukan there because they realized HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving them a special message. Okay, that's just the words, Atova Meitiv, and where it comes from. Let's get back, though, to our sugya. So the Gemara quotes the Machlokas of Bayan Rava about Gilui Milsa Beget, whether it's Milsa or not. Amar Rava. Mino Amino Lot. How Rava says, how do I know my Shita that Gilui Das Beget is good enough? To Rav Sheshes Ashkale Gita. Yahu Gabra Balkarche. Rav Sheshes took a get from someone Balkarche, as we mentioned earlier, following the halachas of forcing someone to give a get in the ways that it's still considered ratzon. As the, again, we didn't mention it yet. I don't know if we mentioned this in the entire Mesechta so far, the first 33 blot, but the Rambam in Beis Chaf and Gerishin, Kofan Oswachi Yomar Rotsani. So there are some times when you could force, we'll talk more about that Rambam at length in the future, but there's some ways that Bezin could force, and it could still be considered a get, Beratzon. So what happened here? If Sheshes forced the guy to give a get, for Amrulu Lasadi, and then, after they're doing it, he, the Baal, goes to the witnesses, Hachi Amar Lechor, if Sheshes lived al Gita. By the way, if Sheshes said, don't write the get, meaning he faked, he was lying, but he was being mevatel the get that way. The Yatzachir of Sheshes, Gita Achrin of Sheshes required them to give another get. So there, in that case, he didn't say explicitly, I am being mevatel the get. He said, Rav Sheshes wants to be mevatel the get. So that's Gilui Das. It's just the Gilui Das, it's not a bitul mafurash, and yet Rav Sheshes required another get. Says Rava, that shows, proves I'm right. Milsahi. The Abaya, and Abaya says, no, that story's different. Other Rav Sheshes mevatel gita de inchi have. Could Rav Sheshes really be mevatel someone else's get, and would he, after he just convinced the guy to give it? Iubatle, really, the husband himself was mevatel it explicitly. V'hai dekamalu hachi, why did he say this lashon out loud? Mishum dafnoi, because of Rav Sheshes' henchmen, his strongmen, who if they heard out loud that he says I'm being mevatel it, they know that Rav Sheshes was trying to get the guy to give a gift, they would beat him up. So that's why he said it this way. But really, it's a case underneath that he himself was mevatel. Good. Just by the way, the Rishonim point out that even according to Rava of Gilui Das, it has to be in front of somebody. It can't just be what he's thinking. It can't be in private. It's got to be in front of the Edim, for it to work. Right? There is a limit even there. V'yamar Abaya Mino Aminoa, second try. Abaya says, Rava explained where he gets his source from, and Abaya rejected. That's no. Abaya says, how do I know it's La Milsa? Mino Aminoa, Rav Yehuda, Ashkali Gita, Lachasne, Rav Yirmiyah, Beira. Ubatle, he forced to get out of the son-in-law of Rav Yirmiyah, Beira, and he was mavatalit. He, the son-in-law, Tana Ashkali, took it out again. Batle was mavatalit again. Hadar, third try. Tana Ashkali al Karche, he took it out. Rav Yehuda took it out from him and made him give it. Va'amru Lasadi, and he told the Edim, Osivu Kari Budnaichu, Ksuvule, stuff up your ears. Literally, put gourds. Stuff up your ears that you don't hear anything, and therefore you'll be able to give it, even if he's screaming that he wants to be mevatel again. We'll get back to that. V'isalkadai that Gilui Daita Begita Milsi, but if you think Gilui Das is enough, Hachazu Leita Karat Basrayu. They see the husband's running after them and trying to be mevatel again. But why does that work? If their ears are closed, it must be Gilui Daita Begita is nothing. V'Rava, and what would Rava answer? Rava would say, that's not a Gilui Das. That's not good enough. Haidaka, really, if you have a real good Gilui Das, that it's clear, that would be good enough to be Mavatel. But Haidaka, Rod, Basrayu, this husband that's running after them, Da'amalu Asher, Havulahai, maybe he's running after them to say, quickly, give the get, give it already. Kihechi, the Mishlam Tsara, the Ugavra, so I don't have to be jumped on and forced anymore. Right? Meaning, Rav Shezer, Rav Yehuda is forcing me, and I'm there, right? Just give it quickly. So Rava would say that's not enough of a Gilui Das. Really, Gilui Das would be good enough, but this is not enough of a Gilui Das. Tosas points out earlier at the beginning of the paragraph, the Flamed Beis, important lines in Tosas. Tosas says, but what if the husband says afterwards, "I was running to be mevatelit"? That's not good enough. It's a Gilui Das. You know, it's going one way or the other. Says Tosfos, yeah, it has to be 100% clear before the get is given. He can't change it afterwards. That's what Tosfos said. We read this, I think, a couple of days ago. V'tayma mishum deba'osa shashu who rots lo noda daito lo l'shliach v'lo l'isha v'lo l'bezdin. Right, it's dvarim shebelev. That's not enough of a Gilui Das, even according to Rava, it's not enough. And therefore, Tosfos says, that's why this case would be different. How exactly does this work? They stuffed up their ears. That's good enough. Well, why doesn't he just mevatel it in front of others? Right? Why? What the Pnei Yeshua said, it must be that maybe the husband didn't see that the ears were stuffed up. But as the Tosfos read, the first one, the end of the skinny lines, Kashuli Tuva, the Afila, what is this, a game? They're screaming. Maybe they could even read his lips. Right? According to Abaya, that's Gilui Das. He's screaming about it. Atu, first wide line. Atu b'shmiyaso eidim talya milsa. Ibatle milo batil. What is this, a game? So the Tosfos Rid says, The Yesh Lomar, you have to say, Lefi Adchak, it's difficult. But this is my best try, says the Tosas Rid, Shahabitol Beli Edim, Eino Moil, V'yafal Pisha Shnehem Modim. It's not going to work, you're doing it without Edim. What does that mean? Expand. The Sharm Sinai Balacha here, most of the time, is quoting Achronim, but here he has his own suggestion to explain. Let me explain. We know the Gemara tells us in Maseches Kiddushin that you can't get married without Edim. Even if you have a video camera, HaMekadish below Edim, Ein Choshen LeKiddushin. You need Edim, even if there's Eid Echad, even if you know for sure, even if everybody's involved, still we paskin. Why? Because that's what's called Edei Kiyum. Edei Kiyum are part of the presence that is required by halacha that creates the halachic, the transfer and the change of status. You need to aid them there. They're part of the definition, part of the ingredient. Says the Sharm Sinai Balacha, so it must be by Bittul HaGet too. Bittul HaGet requires Edei Kiyum, and therefore, if they close their ears, they're being megala their das, that they don't want to be aidim to this. She'enei muchanim lios aidim bedavar. And therefore, if a man gives a woman kesef kiddushin, and the aidim don't hear what he's saying, or the aidim are saying, no, I'm not listening, I'm not an aid. So it's not so clear whether they're gonna be married. So they didn't hear the bittul, and therefore it's yes, they might see, it might be somewhat clear, but there's a requirement. Right, Mekadish below Edim ain't Choshashin, so Mavato below Edim ain't Choshashin Lekidushin in this case. Okay, V'yomer Abaya, moving right along. Mino Amin Allah, so now again, Abaya brought a raya that it's Gilui Bada Begita of Lav Milsa, and Rava said had something to counter. Now we'll try again. Mino Amin Allah, how do I know? Gilui Das is not good enough, so let's quote something that we quoted earlier back at the end of the previous parak. Dehuta Amar Lahu. A man says to his wife, I want to be back in 30 days. If I'm not back in 30 days, so this is your get. It should be a get. Also, Paskim Avra. And he came back and the bridge was out. The ferry was on the other side. Amar Lahu, Chazud Asoy, honey, I'm here. The get shouldn't be a get. I'm here. V'yomar Shmuel, lo Shmei Masya. Shmuel says, we don't care. He didn't come. The get's a good get. So that's a great Gilui Das. And yet we ignore it. So doesn't that prove, says Abaya, that I'm right? V'rava atu hasam liftu legita boy. What's going on there? He's trying to be mevata leget hasam lekiyume tnae kaboy. He's trying to fulfill his tnai. He gave a get al tnai, and he's trying to fulfill it. V'halo ikayim tnai. The tnai was, be back here. He's not back here. He's not saying I'm nullifying the get. He's saying I'm here. And therefore, he is not doing what you need to do to be mevatel the get. So that's why even Rava would agree that that's not a get. There is a machlokas rishonim that's going to come up later, but it has to do with this case. Is this case a case of me'achshav or not? Imlo, it says, if I don't come, is it a case of retroactive me'achshav? That's what it sounds like. You might read it that way. And if that's true, so that's a riot to the Baal Ha'iter. There's a sheet of the Baal Ha'iter against all the other Rishonim. The Iter is quoted in the Rashba, later on in Daf Ayin Vav. The Iter holds that if you give a get, me'achshav, give a get, meaning retroactive, and it's going to be a get in a month from now, you could still be mevatel it in the interim. Even though, once the get is done, so then you say it goes back retroactively, and they were divorced from then, says the Itur, still, until then, you can be mevatelit. Yochol levatel tsna'o ulahasno salat tnai acher ajis kayim atnai. Delo amru kol omra manas komer me'achshav. You only say retroactive, from then it goes back. Elo kishis kayim atnai, igloi milsa de miahi shaita igrishala. What if she accepted kedusha from somebody else in the interim? Osha avar aged on his kara kodim migureshes bene. Right there, it didn't happen yet. It's what we call mikanu lahaba lamafreya. It's only lamafreya from that moment, but it doesn't change history. And all the other rishonim, the Rashba and the Ramban, all quote this Itur, and they say wrong. If you do something me'achsha, by the way, before the Itur brings a riot from our Gemara. Because if our Gemara is me'achsha, it sounds like the only reason it doesn't work as a bittul is because he doesn't say it. He's saying, I'm here. He's trying to fulfill the tanai. But if he would say, I want to be mevatel leget, it would work. So the Rashba says, our Gemara is all right. Our Gemara is not a case of me'achsha. Our Gemara is just a case of him. right? In the future. But if it was a case of me'achshav, you cannot be mevatel. It has a mind of its own. Because once the get takes place in the future, then it goes back me'achshav, it's what we call lamafreya, lamafreya. And therefore, one would not be able to undo it. That's a crucial machlokas about bitul haget me'achshav between the Itur and the Rashba and the Ramban that relates to our Gemara. Okay, last skinny line. Hahuda amaluhu, as was done in the days of the Gemara, Erisin and Isuin, 12 months apart. Erisin and Isuin. So what happens if an Aris says to an Arusa, he wants to make sure that she knows that he's serious about getting married, the second stage of marriage. So Ahuda Amalahu, Ilonis Sivna, Tlasin Yomim. If I don't marry you, if I don't do Nisun within 30 days, then you're free to go. Levi Gita. It should be a get. So again, you need a get to get divorced from Erisin. So he gives her a get, and he just wants to show his seriousness and show that he doesn't want to drag her around. Look, if I don't come back within 30 days, you know, then you could go, you're home free. Kimatu Tlasin Yomin, but when the 30 days were coming, Amalahu Hatarachna. At the end of the 30 days, he says, look, I'm busy with the Suda, I'm getting the caterer and the flowers and the photographer, there's so much I'm in the middle of. And that's why I can't get married yet. So, is the get a get? So Gemara says, L'mayne Echishla, what are you nervous about? Why are you nervous that the get shouldn't be a get? Imi Shem Onsa, he's Ba'ones, he's still involved in the preparations. Ein Ones Begitin. No, ain't on his begitin, and therefore it's a get. Imi shum gilui daita begita. You worried about gilui das? Plugta da bayeva ravahu. It's a machlokas, and we pass in like abaya. Of la milsehi. So in this case, we feel bad for the guy, but the get is going to be a get. Period. Ahud amar lahu. Similar story. Ilo, a man says, Ilo nesiv nola resh yarcha da adar levi gita. If I don't marry you by Rosh Chodesh Adar, it'll be a good get. It'll be a get, because I want to make sure you know I'm serious about this relationship. Kimat reish yarcha da Adar, as the month of Adar, Rosh Chodesh is approaching, Amar lu, anola reish yarcha da Nisan Amri. Oh, I thought I meant Nisan. I meant Nisan, not Adar. So the Gemara said, again says, L'may nechashla, what are you worried about that the get shouldn't be a get? Imishim ones, ein ones begitin. Imishim gilui daita, plukta da bayav harava. So it's a get. So the Gemara ends up by saying, the halacha l'maisa about the last three sugyas. The hilchasa kenachmin, first we pass on like Rav Nachman, who held that bitul is b'fnei shnayim, right? That was the machlokas we had on Lama Beis, Ma Beis. Machlokas about how many bitul is in front of get, v'hilchaza kenachmin. We also pass on like Rav Nachman that the halacha is like Rebbe in both machlokos of bitul zeh shelo b'fnei zeh and bitlo mevutel or not. And v'hilchaza kenachmeni. Nachmin, Nachmin, and Nachmeni. This is the source for Nach. Nachmin, Nachmin, and Nachmeni. V'hilchaza kenachmeni. And the Lachalag of Nachmeni, which is another name of Abaya. We pass him like Abaya, right? This is why she quotes. This is one of the Yalka Gams, the six cases in Shas where we pass him like Abaya over Rava. There is a machlokas we shown him about Abaya, what his real name was. Rashi here. Rashi Gittin Lamedal, and Rashi says, Rabba Bar Nachmeni was Abaya's friend. And really, Abaya was his real name. But Rabba Bar Nachmeni loved him so much, he used to call him by his father's name. Al-Shem Sh'Rabba Nachmeni Gidol Abaya Bebeis. So Abaya was an orphan, so he grew up in Rabba Nachmeni's house. V'limdu Torah Shahaya Yasom. He see you Hashem Aviv Nachmeni. He felt his father, obviously, he loved very much, and he loved Abaya very much, so he called him by his father's name. Rabbi Kiva Eger here quotes the Aruch, who says exactly the opposite. And not only the opposite, but that it's Usur. Right, he quotes the Rambam, Gilon HaShas here quotes the Rambam, in Hilchas Mamrim, that you're not allowed to call your friend your father's name, if your friend has your father's name. Right, that's halacha. Perek vav halacha gimel in Hilchas Mamrim. Right, Hilchas Mamrim is all about Hilchas Kibud Av Va'Em and Hilchas Zakein Mamre and Hilchas Ben Soru More. All of those authority type of halachas. It's the Rambam at his best in cataloging the creation of Hilchas Mamrim. So says the Rambam here. V'lo yikra lo bishmo. You can't call your father by his name. Lo b'chayev lo b'moso. Even after he dies. Ela ober abamari. If your father or your Rebbe's name is like somebody else's name, you've got to change the other person's name. And that's the source for the Aruch. The Aruch, the Gan Hashasir quotes, that his real name was Nachmeni. But Rabbi Nachmeni didn't want to call him Nachmeni because that was his father's name. And therefore, he changed it to Abaya, which either means like Abba, like a father, or Av Hashem, or the Seder Adoris quotes, Abaya might be a Rashi Tevos, Asher Becha Yerucham Yaso. Pasuk in the Treyasar, I think, that you, orphans, find compassion and find comfort in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Abaya Asher B'chal Yerucham Yatom. That Rambam, by the way, continues, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Yireli, She'ein Nizhar B'kach Ela B'shem Shu Peli, She'ein HaKol Dashin Bo. You really only have to be worried as if your father has a very unusual name, and your friend also has an unusual name. Right, I don't know, there aren't too many people with Zerubbabel, right? Whatever, some type of unusual, I don't know how to define unusual. You know, Moshe and Abraham are much more common than Zvulun and God, even though there are Zvuluns and Gods, so I don't know exactly how to define this. But the Rambam says Yireli. Again, it's his own Shita here. I only think it's a problem if it's an uncommon name. Aval Hashem Shakarn ben Kala but name that everybody uses, Kagon. Who does the Rambam quote? Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron. V'chayotze bahen. B'chol lashon v'chol zman. Kori ben lachirim shalom b'fanav emekak klom. You can still call him that. Shalom b'fanav. The Rambam adds in. If it's your father's name, then you, even if it's a common name, you can't call your friend that. That's the Rambam. But that's the big quoted here in the Gilyon HaShas as the basis for the Aruch. Okay, here we go. Says the Gemara now, getting into details of writing the get. And continuing the Takanas of Rabbi Gamliel. Barishona, Hayimashana, Shmo Vishma, Shemiro Vishemiro. Originally, people used to just write their present name and city in the get. Right, let's say a person was called something in one city, and then he has a different name in a different city. Mishana Shmo. Why would he have changed his name? So the Rosh here says in Simon Zion, Kein Derech B'nei Adam, Hagolin Mim Komam. It's common, the people that have to leave, exile, Machmas Mamon, maybe they owe money, or Machmas Merdin, there's some reason they had to run away. Shemeshana Shmam, Pen Yechkru Achar Makom Chanayasan, the year defu Acharayim. Right, somebody ran away, and the authorities are going to search under the name. So for whatever reason, they change the name. Or the Meiri says, if the country speaks a different language. So if it speaks a different language, so they change the name. And he gives examples from Tanakh. Meiri says, if you look in Tanakh, Daniel is called Balshazzar. Hanani Mishal Vazarya. Shadrach Meshach Avdganu. And Estahar. Right? There's differences. So the Meiri says, that's what it's talking about. Not people who were running away from the authorities. But either way, originally he just wrote the new name. But that caused problems, because let's say they moved, and then they weren't known by the new name in the other place. Hiskan Regamli Al Azakein, Shahu Kosev, Ish Kosev. Every person writes, Ish Ploni, Vechol Shum Sheyeshlo. Ish Aplonis, Vechol Shum Sheyeshla, Mipne Tikkun Ha'olam. Right? You write all the names down because of Tikkun Ha'olam. The Tosas here quotes the Machlokas between the Bahag, the Malalachas Gdolos, and Rabbi Nutam. The Bahag says, in his get, Sarech lichto baget v'kol shum v'chanichi d'islei ulasroi. You write the person's name, and it sounds like in the Bahag's get, you write, v'kol shum sheyeshli. I'm called so-and-so, v'kol shum sheyeshli. And Rabbi Natan doesn't like that, because what if a person only has one name? If you write v'kol shum sheyeshli, if that's the form, if that's like the toe-face of the get, then it's going to nira kimishakir, if he only has one name. Rabbi Natan says, no, you only write that, what the Mishnah means, v'kol shum sheyeshli means you have to write all the names. If you have it. Tosfos, though, this Bahag is what the Rambam said. The Rambam, in his Nusach HaGet, he sounds like he has the Bahag Shita. If you look in Perek Dalet, Alach Yud Beis, he quotes his Nusach HaGet. And he quotes, Anab Ploni Bar Ploni Dimimakam Ploni V'chol Shum Acharan V'chaniche De'isli Ula Avasi Ula Asri Ula Asreon Davasi. Right, all that, he quotes all of that, sounds like the Bahag, that's what he has. There's also a discussion, do you have to write the place where the get is written, or just the place where the people live? That's a discussion here, but also it's a discussion later on Daf Pei Amud Aleph. Tosfos discusses that over there. Tosfos says, Omer Reb Yitzchak, this is later on Daf Pei, Da'ayinu Dafka Ir Shadarin Ba, you have to write the city that they live. Aval Ir Shenolad Ba, what about the city that they were born in? Afilushina kasher kiven seitzor lekosvo klal. You don't even have to write that. You write the wrong city. Shakadmonim shirgilu lekosvo. They sometimes write it, but you only have to write the city. The main city is the city where they live. That's the one that is crucial. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shalchu le b'nei medinas hayam, Rabbi Gamliel, the b'nei medinas hayam said to Rabbi Gamliel, b'nei adam haba'im misham lakan, people that are coming from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Shmo Yosef, akaron lo Yochanan, Yochanan, akaron lo Yosef, heich megarshin ishoseyen, what are we supposed to do, Rabbi Gamliel? They have different names in Bavel and in Eretz Yisrael, Amad, Rabbi Gamliel, v'hiskin, sheyakosin, ishploni, v'chol shem sheyeshlo, ishaploni, v'chol shem sheyeshlo, m'bnei tikin ha'olam. So it seems to be repeating what it said in the Mishnah. Tosfos, before that, the Chashuk Yechemin here discusses what happens if you have somebody whose father's name is Tzion. Tzion. So what are you going to write his name? He had a case. What if his name is Avram? Avram ben Tzion. But you look in the Get, you could read that as he has two names. One name is Avram and one name is ben Tzion. So what do you do in the Get? For Ratzisi Lomar, he says, I thought that what you could do is you could, because the Chadchili, you're not supposed to write a name on two different lines, write Ben on one line and see it on the next line. And therefore you'll know that it's two different words. But the Stipler didn't like that. Why? Because Bidi Eved, that's also okay if you write a name on two different lines. So therefore he says, you should put dots in the Get. Ben and write a dot. And Sion and write a dot. So they'll know that Ben Sion is not supposed to go together. Interesting. That's the, in terms of the names. We'll get to something else soon, but let's first, continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Avashi, when does all this apply that you have to write two names, or Chazik betray Shmei? If the two names are known. Two names are known. That's why you have to write both. Amalei Rabbi Abel, Rav Ashi, Rav Mari, Rav Blazer, Kaimi Kavase. They agree with you. Tanya Kavasi, the Rav Ashi. The Brisa also supports Rav Ashi. They only have to write two names if people are known by two names. Hayulo, even if one here and one there, but that's still called known. Hayulo Shtei Nashim. Achas Bidavachas Begalil. The Tosefta says, a man has two wives. One in Yehuda, one in Gala. Velo Shnei Shemos. Echad Bidavachas Begalil. And he has two names. V'gireish is Ishto Shebi Yehuda, Bishmo Shebi Yehuda. V'es Ishto Shebi Gala, Bishmo Shebi Galil. And he used his Yehuda name in Yehuda, his Gala name in Galil. Einim Agureshes. They're not divorced. Achi Yigareish is Ishto Shebi Yehuda, Bishmo Shebi Yehuda. Vishem de Galilimo. You gotta write both. Vizes ishto shebegalil bishmo shebegalil v'shem diyudimo. You have to use both names because it's muchzak. Yotza l'makom acher. But what if he got divorced from both his wives and now he goes to a new place? Yotza l'makom acher v'girish be'echanehem mugureshes. You go to a new place and you divorce with one of them? It works. But what do you mean? We just said earlier you have to use both. V'yamer shem degalilimo elashmamina. That's a raya. Hadis chazik hadalo is chazik shmamina. Must be a difference whether he was muchzak to have two names or not. Finishing up, and then we'll see the Tosfos. Hahidakari Davikariela Miriam Uperta Sarah, a woman who was known as Miriam mainly, but some people also knew her as Sarah, a few people. Amri Nahardai, Miriam V'chol Shum Sheyeshla, V'lo Sar V'chol Shum Sheyeshla. The one that's Mefurish in the Get has to be the main one, the Ikar one. But the other ones could be just thrown in on the side. There's a big topic. Let's just mention it. Tosfos. Tosfos here quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Sha'alul Rabbeinu Tam. Al mumar la'avodas kochavim. Shegireish es ishto. V'lo nechta v'get ala shem shel yahadus. V'lo shem shel avdei kochavim. There was a mumar that went off and took an Obed Avodah Zarah name. Right? So the question is, what name do you write in the get? So the mumar gave a get, and he only wrote his Jewish name, not his mumar name. Rabbeinu Tam says, Baruch Hashem. Chalila la'asker shem Yehovah kochavim b'taras Moshe v'Yisrael. Chalila to put the name of his shem over his kochavim in a get. Don't do it. The Chassam Sofer wonders here. V'chi kedusha yesh beget. Chassam Sofer Evan Ezer wonders in Beis Lamed Ches. What's Rabbeinu Tam worried about? This isn't a Sefer Torah. Is there Kedusha to this? I don't know what the Rabbeinu Tam is so upset about here that he says that we're not putting any of those names. This is a big discussion. The Minhag HaOlam, as is said by the later poskim, is we do put names as long as it's not specifically associated with Avodah Zarah. Many times, as we have mentioned, many, many of the greats, right, the Mishnah Lamelech had the Magen Mishnah has a somewhat of a non-Jewish name. Some of the Amoraim seem to have Shem Loazi beget. So, what Rabbeinu Tam might be referring to, this is what the Achronim say, this is what the Rav El Yashiv assumes, and what the others assume. He meant only where it's anti-Jewish names. He's a Mumar, and he probably took an anti-name, maybe a Christian name. So that you don't put in the get. But if it's just a name that is not a Hebrew Jewish name, so that is, Rav El Yashiv says that everybody's rugged to use, many Jews are rugged to use names of Nachrim today, so those are not Mukhal Avodah Zarah. And that would be able to be used and written, they should be used to written in the get. One final, fascinating Shiloh. This is in the Harevna also, but he put it here in the Chashukei Chamed. He says, there was the Beis Yosef writes, the Beis Yosef Paskins, that a woman whose name is Rivka, and because she was sick, they changed the name to Chana, or they added on Chana, but the whole world knows her as Rivka. The only thing she has to write in the get is Rivka. But men, they have to write the name that they're called up to in the Torah. You can't ignore the name that they're called up to in the Torah. So, Maisa, there was a story by a Zug that came in front of the Beis Din, and the Dayanim asked the husband, what are you called up to in the Torah? And the Baal said his name, but then the woman said, why don't you ask me that? I'm also called up to the Torah. It was a reform woman who they got Aliyos in the Torah, and the Shaila is, do you have to write her name that she gets called up to the Torah, besides the name that she goes wrong with? So Hayamakom Lomar says the Chashuk HaKhebet, you might have said that you have to write that name, because the Ikar Adin, the Aliyah LaTorah, the shame, Aliyah LaTorah, is the name that's Koveya. But he quotes from Ernest and Karlitz and others, he says no. He says the point of the name of Ali by Aliyah LaTorah, why is that a Mufkar Shebeshemos? Because there you're doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, you're getting Chashivus when you're reenacting Har Sinai, Be'ema B'yira B'reses U'Vezeya, Hadras Kovet. But if you're going something that's doing something that's antithetical to tradition and to all poskim, so that's not a zchus, and that's, there's no chashivas to that name, and that's Stam being anti. And that's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky also says, based on this Tosfos. And he says, Rabbeinu Tam says, you can't chas v'shalom to put that name in a get. So he would say, same thing here, chas v'shalom to put that name in the get, dafka, because she's called out to the Torah that way, because that's something that's going against tradition, and therefore, so again, but this is an important Rabbeinu Tam to be aware of. We'll get back to Mumar's giving Gittin v'chulu, but we will stop here. But next time we'll pick up with other general takanas of Rebbe Gamliel.